USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is sending more of your tax dollars for humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. The latest contribution covers $308 million. Total allocations are around $782 million since October. Afghans are confronting a harsh winter with dwindling food and fuel supplies. Senators are taking a close look at the growing COVID-19 variant surge. North Carolina Republican Senator Richard Burr noting the ongoing lack of availability of in-home test kits.
When Americans were instructed to do the responsible thing and get tests before they see loved ones, there were no tests on the shelves or online.
Burr adding the Biden administration has squandered opportunities to combat the surges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Flights are back on schedule Tuesday after the FAA ordered a full ground stop at all West Coast airports. Here's what that sounded like from air traffic controllers at the airport in Burbank, California, Monday night.
All right, Zero Mike Echo, I need you to go ahead and land at Van Nuys at this time. Some sort of national security threat's going on, and we are not allowing aircraft to maneuver in the area at the moment. Are you able to land Van Nuys?
The stoppage was ordered after North Korea fired what appeared to be a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan.
Starting Saturday, private health insurers will be required to cover up to 8 home COVID-19 tests per month for those on their plans. The Biden administration announced the change Monday as it looks to lower costs and make testing for the virus more convenient. Only tests purchased on or after January 15th will be required to be reimbursed. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Chicago Public School students are set to return to school tomorrow after classes were canceled for several days over a COVID-19 related dispute. A proposal for CPS to resume in-person learning tomorrow has been approved by the Chicago Teachers Union's House of Delegates. There will be no classes on Tuesday, but teachers will report to schools for planning. Plans are underway to celebrate the Georgia Bulldogs with a parade on Saturday. The college football team scored their first national championship Monday night in four decades. They beat Alabama 33-18 after dominating the final 17 minutes. Quarterback Stetson Bennett was named the MVP for the offense while Lewis Klein took it for the defense. Bennett joins ABC's Good Morning America to talk about what he's learned during this championship season.
I think I learned that life's hard. You got to work for what you want. You got to bet on yourself, just like, all you guys, and just like Michael and, everybody here, everybody who's ever been successful, you got to bet on yourself. And other people might put in some, change on the odds, but, that never really matters. You got to work hard, love the people who's around you, they got to love you, and bet on yourself.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.